Proclamation number 4701 of 31st of July, 1949. Explanation of the stigma. In my suffering and death on the cross, you were given an example of profound love and greatest willingness to make sacrifices which is unparalleled. Now there are things between heaven and earth which are completely inexplicable to you humans because you know nothing of the influence of spiritual forces on a human being who allows such through his will, who moves in divine order. And thus you are often faced with a riddle whose solution, however, is simple for the one who has penetrated spiritual knowledge, for the one who finds an explanation for everything which is offered to him through his spirit. However, such an explanation from the spiritual kingdom can rarely be given to a person because only the direct working of the spirit is seldom admitted or taken into consideration. For often it is regarded as one's own mental activity which, however, is the working of the spirit, and only rarely can the spirit manifest itself in the human being so obviously that it is recognized and the result is therefore accepted. My suffering and dying on the cross was exceedingly agonizing for the human being that formed my body, that the sacrifice of the man Jesus surpassed everything that could ever be considered an act of love on earth. And yet, humanity almost no longer takes any notice of it, it is forgotten because it wants to forget. The concept of a redeemer of humanity has been extinguished in the hearts of most people, and only a few visualize the suffering of the man Jesus without, however, grasping and feeling it in its depth. The spiritual world, however, is constantly under the impression of the redemption through Jesus Christ. The spiritual world full of light experiences everything in the present, it knows no concept of time. Past, present and future are one for the beings of light, and thus they experience Christ's crucifixion at all times and praise and glorify Him who opened heaven to them through His death on the cross, who helped them to see God, who redeemed the great sin which separated my living creations from me for eternities. The beings of light are urged to draw people's attention to the greatest deed of love ever accomplished on earth. The beings of light would also like to convey the profound impression Christ's crucifixion repeatedly makes on people, and they meet with resistance. For humanity is so under the impression of the world that the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ is only a fanciful figure to them, that for them the portrayal of the act of salvation only signifies a fable and increasingly loses credibility. The luminous spiritual recognizes the increasing darkness on earth and seeks to kindle a little light here and there. It seeks to impart to people a faint reflection from the spiritual kingdom, driven by love for the unredeemed spiritual which, embedded as a human being, threatens not to pass the test of earthly life. Yet access to the human heart is difficult to find for the beings of light, for the soul has to give its consent of its own free will, even though the body can be uninvolved in this expression of the soul's will. In a state of detachment from the body, in sleep or in complete lethargy of the body, the soul has to show the desire for an extraordinary supply of strength in every form. Then the beings of light take possession of the soul, which they also do not give up when the body is again in its usual activity in connection with the soul. Then the soul is granted an insight into the spiritual kingdom on the part of the beings of light, which is so impressed by it that the impressions of the soul are also transferred to the body. Thus the human being does not see spiritual experiences in the bodily state, with the intellect and the eyes of the body, but only the soul sees what, however, is visibly noticeable in its body. The soul experiences the process of Christ's crucifixion with such intimacy, but it does not pass this experience onto the bodily intellect. So that the human being's thinking is therefore completely uninvolved, but the body is affected by the soul's excitement. So that the body therefore experiences in the true sense of the word what the soul beholds. The world full of light seeks to direct people's thoughts towards the greatest mystery in the universe, towards the greatest work of love, without which no one could be redeemed from the spell of sin. The beings of light take every opportunity where they can speak through a person to everyone around him. They also try to attract the attention of those who are unbelieving and try to give themselves a natural explanation. The light little lights which nevertheless spread a bright glow if they are not kept hidden or extinguished by the adversary's influence who seeks to stifle everything that points to salvation through Jesus Christ. For the battle between light and darkness rages ever more fiercely the closer the end comes, and therefore all indications will also increase. Signs and miracles will happen, and blessed is he who pays attention to them and draws his conclusions from them. Amen.